If you like what we're doing here at Anime Cherry Bomb, don't forget to leave a like. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime, and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy with the water bottle, Jay, and with me is the only member of the literature club, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing pretty good, Jay. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
What anime?
Easy week.
It's actually kind of funny, Jay. I did go gambling over the weekend, and it's a good anime to watch.
And you did lose all your money, so
yeah, I am a mitten.
If you were in the anime, you'd be a Fido.
Fido, you're correct. And what anime are we talking about, Jay?
We're talking about the prequel classic, Kakegurui Twin.
And I do have the synopsis here. This is from the Kakegurui wiki. A bright young girl born into an ordinary family, Mary has passed her transfer examinations and has started to attend the elite school with a exquisite twist. Gambling has become a central part of the school's rules. Satome adapts quickly to the school's outlandish system and soon succumbs to the gambling mania that the school has been known for. Yeah, pretty much.
Yep, and then they start playing. They start dueling. All right. Are you ready for some facts, Aaron?
Yeah.
So it's like Kakegurui Twins is a gambling anime released in 2022. There is 6 episodes. This was originally written by Hamura Kawamoto. And some other works that they've done is The War of Greedy Witches, Cheat Slayer, and get this, Aaron, Beyblade X.
There you go.
Yeah, I think they're a co-writer for Beyblade X. Because I think somebody else is also credited as a writer. This was directed by Yuichiro Hayashi. And they've directed Gero, the animation, Dorohedoro, and the final season of Attack on Titan. The studio is MAPPA, and we've done quite a few MAPPA anime. We've done Punchline, Yuri on Ice, Banana Fish, Zombieland Saga, Dorohedoro, Jujutsu Kaisen, Dance Dance Dancer, and Vinland Saga Season 2. Whole bunch of anime by MAPPA. This was licensed by Netflix. The music is done by Techno Boys Polecraft Green Fund. And some other anime that they've done is This Art Club Has a Problem, Skullface Bookseller Honda-san, Aki-Can, and the movie for Fate Khalid Prisma Ilya. It's called Vow in the Snow.
Oh, we did
we
that one.
That one, right?
Yeah. It's the one we did.
And what'd you think of the music, Aaron?
Oh, so shout out Aki-Can.
Yeah.
What a anime.
With the opening, definitely is an anime.
Yeah, the openings and endings. I really like the opening. It's very jazzy.
Yeah.
And the ending is very, very cool looking.
I know, right?
Already like a contender for opening of the year, I feel.
Or ending of the year. I know. Speaking of which, I have the notes on it. The opening song is called Sona Otome Mushu, and that's by Tomohisa Ishikawa. And I think he's one of the members of that group that did the music, the Techno Boys.
Oh, that's cool.
But as a solo artist, he's he's worked on the anime Kurokami, which we've done, and another anime we've done, Fate Khalid, Linear Prisma Ilya, 3 Ray.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And the ending song that we were just talking about is called Queen's Bluff, and that's by Iris. And they've worked on Twin Star Exorcist, Magical Senpai, Magical Girl Sight, and Wise Man's Grandchild. And a fun fact about this group, Iris, they also do voice acting, and I guess I don't know if they're like the main characters of this of Pre-Pata, but they are. All of them are in that anime.
Oh, that's cool.
A lot of Magical Girl stuff. I was reading about some of these, and some of them sound pretty interesting. Have you ever heard of Magical Girl Sight, Aaron?
No.
It's about like this girl who's like I don't know if she's high school or younger, but she's in school and she's like bullied at school, and then she's abused at home. And then there's like a sketchy website that like appears on her screen, and like some creepy dude says that she's going to help her. Next thing she knows, she goes to school, and in her locker is a gun.
Oh my God.
And she shoots her bullies.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, but the bullies disappear instead of being shot, and later on they find out that they've actually been like hit by a train or something like that. There's some sort of train accident.
Oh my God.
They were all in it. So I'm assuming it's a little bit like Death Note, where I'm not 100% sure, but it sounds like it, where like if she shoots somebody, they die in some way.
Oh, that's neat, but, I guess.
You know, kind of interesting. And apparently her gun, that's what her magical girl wand is.
Is a gun? All right.
Is a gun. That's pretty funny. But she meets up with other magical girls and they try to solve some sort of mystery.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds interesting. I don't know if we'll ever cover that one, but
right.
Maybe I'll pick it. And as for cross media, there's the original series, there's the manga, and there's also a live action. Would you ever want to do the live action?
Yeah, that's going on. Mm-hmm. I know, like, my main thing I like about the series is I really like the exaggerated faces in here. That's like the main draw. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they would definitely look in live action, though.
Oh, I know, right? I don't know if how they could pull that off.
I mean, they could probably get some rad looking faces, but I don't know if they can get where they need to get to.
Right. Because it's like very like not like grotesque, but very extreme looking like
mm-hmm.
angry faces.
Some of them are grotesque though.
Yeah.
Like in a way.
All right, Aaron. Do you have anything general you want to talk about?
Man, this is a disappointment, Jay. I'll be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I came off of the original series, like really, really liking it. And I think when they announced this, I was like very excited to check it out. But
mm-hmm.
one, like it does feel like half of an anime.
Yeah, definitely. It's very short, 6 episodes.
And it ends very sudden.
Mm-hmm.
It's
basically like, what, 3 or 4 games that they play and then abrupt end?
Yeah, basically 1, 2, 3, yeah, 4 games.
Mm-hmm.
And the other, like, the second game they play is not even really, like, shot the way, like, games are shot in the series.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very played matter-of-factly.
Right.
Yeah, and it's just, I don't know, I want like at least a more in depth in some of the characters. We don't really get some of that in here.
Yeah, and you were just telling me that like some of these characters, or I guess most of them, don't really end up in the main series.
Yeah, they don't even come back. Like it's been like it's a whole year in between. Mm-hmm. Like all these characters disappear.
Like I guess they graduate or something.
Something, but there's like. Mary's like sidekick character, like they're the same in the same class,
right?
Like I don't know what the literary club member, like where she is, how old
mm-hmm.
She is in there, but I guess
she's at least the second year.
Yeah,
right. She's already.
It's just weird that you know Mary's interacting with all these people, and then they're not even in the second season,
right?
Or in the first season, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know. it kind of leaves like a weird taste in my mouth, especially since we kind of don't get that answer.
Right.
And I would have preferred it if, like, all right, we get like the back half of episodes and we find out, but I don't think the back half of episodes would be enough to care, like, to show everything, because there's a lot of manga here. It's like,
Yeah, definitely.
yeah, it's like nine, almost 100 chapters of manga to get through, and there's like, I don't know, there's like no way a second season can, wrap it all up in time.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Especially if they only gonna do another six episodes or something.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure if they're even gonna do another six episodes.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, again, overall, I think it was like really disappointing. The games in this one were kind of boring. Nothing like too crazy. Especially since it's coming off like the second season, where the second season had a lot of fun games. The first season had a lot of fun games as well. And yeah, for it to be like three dice games as well of the four,
Right. Yeah.
like, I don't know. It just felt
The
a lot
stone
of
game
the.
was also a dice, right?
Which one?
The stone game was also
Yeah,
dice. Yeah.
so three of the games were dice games.
Right.
Three of the four. And yeah, it just sucked, because it's just like, I don't know, like, how imaginative all the games were in the first series, the first two series. It's like, it's actually like a real letdown for these next ones to just be, like, whatever. Here's the gimmick.
Here's how they cheated.
Yeah. Like, I forgot who
Feel like
I
the
was talking to somebody about, like, because they asked me, like, oh, what was your favorite game from, like, the series? And I was like, oh, I really like the, I forget what the base of the game was, but it was, they were being poisoned as they were playing. So they had to, like, beat the poison before
Right.
they died. That was, like, really cool. There was the Russian roulette.
Yeah, with Eye Patch Girl.
Yeah. There was I talked a lot of crap about the escape room, but that one's like was really fun as well. There's the rock paper scissors one with Mary. There's what's the other one where the girl gets her
Nails?
nails ripped off? Yeah,
I don't remember her game.
that was a really good one. These are all like memorable stuff. I don't think by the time, I don't know, like, if we ever review this again in a couple years, like, what are you gonna remember? Like, maybe the stones, maybe the dating game.
Yeah, the dating game, probably.
Yeah. And then it also, though, another real like gripe I got is, like, I get they kind of had to hit the ground running because they only got six episodes, but I didn't like we just got like a quick recap of like the first couple chapters. Of like, oh yeah, Mary transferred in and she beat somebody and now we're friends. Or now we're almost friends, I guess. We're acquainted.
Yeah, she became like the star of the class or something like that, or
Yeah. So that's what, like, that sucks, 'cause like that's all like, all right, well, let's introduce these characters and try to at least get you connected to them.
Right.
And they don't even do that much, I don't think.
I do like Mary as a character. But yeah, I guess if the story's about her, then I feel like we were missing something at the beginning.
Right. Like, it would be nice to see her transfer in. Not a lot of her backstory, just like plot dumped on us on the first like 3 minutes of the first episode.
Right.
For no like good reason either, I don't feel. Except for just being like, okay, we need to get to this point at the end.
Yeah, they need a club room already.
Yeah. So again, I don't think there needed to be like two episodes of the dating game. Like, it could have
Right.
been wrapped up a lot faster than how it was. And it's just like, ugh. I feel like the pacing also is, at least in the last couple episodes, the last half, is like very slow, I feel. Like, from three to the end. Like,
like the last episode of the dating game up until
Yeah.
the end.
Up until the very end. I felt like it was very slow.
Right.
And like, also, I don't know, like the second part of the, like I don't know, it doesn't feel right to me, like the second half of the treasure episode was like kind of weird as well.
Right.
And it's like, oh no, it was another game to begin. Like that was the twist, that it, the game was still going on. Like that wasn't the end
of the treasure hunt. the treasure hunt was still going on.
Yeah. And yeah, it's again, it's whatever. I don't know, Jay, what did you like about it?
I like the characters. I like the...
Yeah, I mean, they're...
The characters are cool.
They're cool if they weren't, again, like, paper thin most of the time. Like, they're really...
Did like greatly, Sachiko.
Yeah, they're, like, really good designed. And, like, I feel personally, like, I don't know, I don't think I would have introduced as much new characters. I would have just been like, all right, well, we haven't established, like, student council, and let's play within, like, those boundaries. Instead of adding, like, new people to the student council to be foils.
Right, and then they're gone in the main series.
Yeah, but Sachiko was really cool. Sachiko and her...
Sado? Sado is her...
Yeah, she was really cool. I really liked her as a foil.
Sado, yeah.
I do love, like, the treasure was, like, a leash. Well, not a leash, but a collar. And she got all mad. It was, like, really good.
One of my favorite cinematography things that they did was with Sado. It was when it was during the first game to get the club room. And Mary spills her water on the floor. And it makes it look like Sado, like, wet herself.
That was really cool, too.
I was like, whoa, because she was, like, she was fantasizing about Sachiko.
Yeah, about getting choked.
Yeah, she's being choked and then, like, looking at her foot or something like that.
Yeah, it was really good. I don't
know what she was doing with her foot.
Yeah.
And then that happens right away, and I'm like, what the hell? Already?
Yeah. Really, really dope. I'm trying to think anything else. The character designs are really cool.
Yeah, all of them are pretty unique. I think apart from the fiance people, they're all
right. Right.
Sakura and Aoi are...
Yeah, whatever the
they're
hell.
They're okay looking. Their names pretty are. Normal designed. I like Sakura as a character. Her personality is cool.
Right.
Like being like a... What is she? She's the disciplinary committee person?
Yeah. She's super cool.
Typical personality of a disciplined person.
I'm trying to think of anything else, Jay. Yeah, art is cool. I really got
nothing. Art is cool. All of the characters are pretty nice.
I really got nothing much to say about this. Like, it's really unfortunate.
You know what? Something I really enjoyed with the dating game episode. They still honored the result of the first game. Like they went to the date at the end of the episode after the credits.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Pretty, and it was such a really quiet scene. I really enjoyed it. I was like, what the heck? Are they not gonna say anything? And they didn't. They're just there eating their steak or whatever it was.
No.
And the guys looked all disappointed and sad.
Yeah, they lost all that money. They doubled down.
Well, it was only the big dude that lost, because he paid for everybody, right?
I think so, yeah.
Just so that he can get some?
Yeah. So funny. Gosh dang it. all right, Jay. We were talking about art. Do you have any other cinematography you want to talk about?
Other than, like, the... crazy looking faces.
Right.
I don't think there is that much.
I mean, yeah, not really. All right, characters.
There's not that many. So there's Mary. I like her as a main character.
Yeah, I also really liked her as a main character. It's really cool to see her, like, more laid back too.
Right. Happy.
Yeah, in the main series. Yeah. Just questioning everything Yumeko is doing.
Mm-hmm. And then there's Suzura. She's okay.
Yeah, she's just a cute girl.
Yeah. And she wants Mary to be her prince.
Yeah.
Then there's Yukimi. She's okay. I like her.
Is it the glasses girl?
Yes. Yeah, Literature club girl.
Yeah, she's cool. I thought she was adorable.
And then other than that, there's like Sachiko and Sato and the gonna be married couple.
Yeah, it's like whatever.
Yeah, I don't like the guy ever since he told Sakura, like, pretty much, I don't care that we're getting married.
Yeah, it's political marriage. But
I felt really bad for Sakura.
No.
I'm glad Mary told him off.
No. I will never be a part. She had no reason even to be a part of it either.
I know. What was there to gain?
That's why I was like, yeah, if she... That's why I also didn't get the stakes of the last game.
Because
She was like, oh, if, you know, if Mary loses, she can never be a part of the new moon. New Bloom Club or whatever the hell.
What a dumb
name. I've been like, okay.
Who cares?
Yeah, I don't really care. And neither did she. Like, really. So, I don't know.
I guess there was more at stake for Sakura than there was for Mary.
Like, even like, I don't know. She doesn't really even have beef with the pet system or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
Because she's like, oh yeah, I got my friend out of it. Like, oh well. Mm-hmm. What else, Jay? I don't know. You got anything pointing to the wrap up here?
I felt like the series was all right. I mean, definitely was lacking. But I felt like it was okay. Like, I didn't think it was bad or anything.
And I think that's the worst part of it, Jay. I honestly don't think there's like anything good in this year. There's nothing bad. It's not a bad anime.
Yeah.
I told Jay, I think we started like not normally do I think animes are like a waste of time, but I felt like this is a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. Like, the ending wasn't satisfying.
I don't think it adds anything to the main series either.
Yeah, it doesn't add anything. Like, we get a little bit of, like, again, a little bit of Mary.
Yeah. Learn a little bit about Mary. That's about it.
Like, pre Yumeko getting there.
Yeah. I feel like if you're not, like, unless you're, like, a Mary fan, then there's, like, really no point into, like, watching this.
Yeah. If any of the games are, like, entertaining, I would have not, you know, been as harsh, but it's just, I don't know, there's like no point, honestly.
You know what's a character I wanted more of? Was the gal in the dating game.
Yeah, she's cool.
And I felt like she was like Aoi was using her, right? As like for like updates or something about the game.
I don't think so.
She was texting somebody at the end of the game.
Oh, maybe she's just texting.
Oh, maybe. I guess an egg.
Being a gal.
They use their phone.
Yeah. Hitting up her homies. Her gal friends.
Yep.
Come and hang out. She was texting the girl from... My first girlfriend was a gal. She's like, what you doing, girl? Let's go gamble.
Do some karaoke.
Let's go do some karaoke, girl. Hit up some sugar daddies. Do what gals do.
But yeah, she was cool. I wish there was more of her. I was hoping that she'd like join the club or something whatever.
She was super rad. Especially like showing that she's like very perceptive as well.
Yeah.
Like, she knew what was going on right away.
Mm-hmm. Didn't follow the plan.
Yeah. Super cool. You know what? Even like that trader girl, I think she was really cute as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, her with her heart eyes. Like, poor girl just wanted a date.
I know. No, and she was all psycho about when she was talking about the last results one. Of the last game. Yeah. I was like, oh,
poor girl.
She got her heart broken.
All right, Jay. Accessibility here.
It's a mature audience.
Yeah.
Gambling is for adults.
Except for the kids in this school.
I know, right?
And
there's some sexual situations.
Suggested sexual situations, I guess.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then you can watch it on Crunchyroll. Not Crunchyroll, the other thing. Netflix. Yeah.
Netflix.
What's next?
Usually it's Crunchyroll, but now it's yeah. Netflix.
Jesus.
Rewatchability, I think, is pretty low.
Yeah.
I'm glad I watched it, though.
Yeah. What do you want from season two, Jay? We went from the other half of the story.
Man. I don't know if I want another season.
Oh, yeah. See, that's all I really want. That's really all I want is, like, more entertaining games. You don't gotta be, like... You're a gambling anime. Like, give me some cool gamblers stuff.
Right. I feel like some of the, like, quote-unquote answers to, like, how they cheated and stuff were kind of lame as well. Like, I didn't like the nail polish answer for the first dice game.
Right.
I was like, what the heck? That doesn't even look like a D. That looks like a crappy... I mean, it's like, okay, you did the D sideways then? Yeah. Is that what the...
Yeah, I guess so.
So dumb.
The other one was, whatchacallit. She just had like a bunch of loaded dice in her pocket, which is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
But that was like a distraction, I guess, from...
Yeah, whatever. You see, it's so lame.
Yeah.
To a game that didn't, matter.
I know, right? Me and Aaron were talking about it earlier, but the map was a little convoluted for the treasure hunt.
Yeah, I think it was very unsatisfying for, like, a final game.
Yeah. I admit, I did think about, like, hey, this is a four-story building. Like, why are they both checking the same floor? That doesn't make sense.
I did also really like, whatchacallit, I really wish there was more scenes of them going to different people's club rooms. I thought that was, like, really cute, the different rooms they were going into.
Wasn't the blue hair girl, like, excited about going into the manga club or whatever it was?
It's pretty cool. They're like, oh, yeah, here, go ahead. Just, they told us you were coming by. Like, I really like that, how casual
it is.
Take
a look around.
Oh, all right, Jay. What do you give it? Moment of truth.
I give this like a light pass.
Oh,
this
is like a pass for me. I don't know. Again, I don't think I am. I am enriched either way. By watching this.
Unless you're like your wife who is Mary, then I don't see any point in watching this.
Yeah, even then, because it's not like it focuses on Mary a lot. She's just like the main character,
right?
If you just want to literally just see more Mary,
physically see more Mary.
All right, Jay, now that we've gambled our debts away,
yep, we're no longer
Fidos. Yeah, no longer Fidos. Maybe for what I have for us next week.
Yeah, what are we doing?
We are returning to an anime, Jay. I think this is three in a row. Three ongoings.
Was it One Piece, this one, and then now your
and
pick?
And now, yeah, my pick. So we were watching the second season of Spy Family.
Hey, yeah. It's finished?
Yeah, it's finished. It's only 12 episodes.
Perfect.
Yeah, 12 episodes. I don't know. I don't know if we should wait. No, it's fine. I was like... The movie comes out in April. But I'm like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. We could do that if there's ever an emergency, we can go to that movie.
Yeah. But yeah, Spy Family Season 2.
How did the first season end, Aaron? Do you remember?
Yeah, it ended. They he saw Desmond. He saw Desmond at the school.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. He ran into it. That was like the end of it. And Anya was like, "My dad's really cool," and all this stuff to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Super excited.
Super excited to check this one out. Man, I almost picked this, I think, the last week. The last week before we went to the awards. But I didn't pick it because I knew it would have been probably my ending of the year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was that. It's that cool.
So it has a really good ending song.
Yes. We'll watch it after this, Jay. Because it's
two great endings back to back.
Yeah, it's super dope. It's super dope. But yeah, and if you're ready for something super dope in Spy Family Season 2, or you enjoyed our review on Kakariko Twins, go ahead, leave a like, leave a comment. Subscribe to us on all your major podcasting platforms. Email us at animechairbombayahoo.com. And questions, comments, concerns can also go to Instagram.
And with recently got a request, huh?
Yeah, right, I'm very excited to check it out, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll do that sometime this year, probably.
Before yeah, definitely.
Any of us forget, so.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, you probably should have just picked it this week, but it's fine. It'll come down to it. Anyway, yeah, with that, everyone, we'll see you next week.
All right. Everybody stay drinking from your water bottle.